Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Mary Griffith Show for this Thursday, July the 10th. Scott Hardy in for Mary. Mary Griffith Show is sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee, distributed through Refreshment Services Pepsi of Quincy. Premier coffees roasted and delivered in small batches. Blends like Signature Blend Medium Roast, Kona Blend, Highlander Grog, the Extreme Blend, and much, much more. They're all delivered fresh to assure you a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. You can have it delivered directly to your place of business, like we do here, or get it wherever you get your coffee at convenience stores throughout the area. Just look for the Harvest Ridge display and enjoy some Harvest Ridge coffee. My problem is coffee works too well on me. It's like literally Rome Frericks from the Quincy Park District is alongside. I'm one of those. I can drink coffee. My brother, I can drink soda. I can drink tea. You give me a half cup of coffee, I look like Marty Feldman. I just big eyes and the jitter. So it's a bad deal. So I can't quite enjoy the flavor like everybody else does. Rome, glad to have you along here. Last night, of course, the Park District met, and it wasn't a very long meeting, but you are going to be working on some of the parks, including South Park.
Yes. We have a lot of concrete apron work to do some repairs on that have settled over the last couple of years. And then the stairs that head to the west, there's three different levels there. And some board members wanted to keep the historic look, so we rebid the project and got a couple quotes, one for the concrete work from Durhecke Construction, and then Leffer's Nursery is going to replace and remove all the old concrete stones there and then reset all those bricks at the same time.
Okay, so that's great. So how long, when do you think that's going to start and how long do you think it'll take them to do that?
It'll probably take them a week each, so probably 2 weeks. And I wouldn't look for them to begin the job until probably late September, early October.
Okay. But because by that time, that's when things slow down there at the shelter house, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, yeah, it is a historic piece of Quincy and a piece of our history, but at the same time, it does generate revenue for the Park District.
Yeah, from basically April 1st through October 31st, virtually every shelter is rented on the weekends from family get-togethers, picnics, just gatherings, special citywide events. You name it. We book them out a year in advance, and mm-hmm. It's real hard to find one during the summer.
Yeah, I imagine it is. So let this serve as a reminder to you folks. If you want to book the shelter house, well, you better call the Park District main office now to make sure for next year. Would that be a good idea?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, funny how that time thing sneaks up on you all the time. It really does. So, but again, a short meeting. So look for that work later on in the shelter house there at South Park. And everybody knows, you know, you've been there before. You know that. And it's a great place to hold events as well. So, been there a couple of times. Our stations, first time I worked at this group of stations, we would used to hold Easter egg hunts there in that area behind the shelter house, mainly mm-hmm. for young kids. And it's like, that got to be too much of a challenge there because it's like you're picking up eggs all the time. But I digress here. Can you give an update on what's going on with the newest all-inclusive playground, the Wavering Playground? What's going on with that, Rome?
So the steel structure is up. All the concrete's been poured, sidewalks, curbs, and all that. So actually we have the plumbers there today. You have Brinkman Plumbing's there, and then also Weemelt Plumbing, because they're doing some directional boring for our storm sewer there. So that work should be completed later this week. And then the masonry guys will be coming in to form the block walls for the actual restrooms for the next couple of weeks. And then the plumbers will come back in with the electricians after that. And knock on wood, our staff is installing the playground as we speak, so hopefully within, 6 weeks, we can have that project wrapped up.
Nice. That is very, very nice. I can't imagine all the details that you just think, oh, a playground, anybody can do that. No, it sounds like there's a whole lot of working parts going on.
That is, you know, that's just not like a regular playground. That's more similar to the one like Lincoln Park, to where all mobility devices can get from ground floor all the way up to 6 feet in the air with a ramping system. It's a typical playground that we replace is, you know, anywhere from 35 to 50,000. This playground is well over 400,000 just for the playground itself.
Well, and there's a reason for that, and you talked about it earlier, where some of the plumbers are coming in because when it rains and you've got these ramps, and that can direct water to certain places, and that water's got to go somewhere, and you want it to drain naturally so that it's not in the playground.
Absolutely.
So I can't imagine the kind of planning that goes into something like that.
That's why you hire engineers.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule of thumb to remember, folks. If you're not sure about something, hire an engineer. It might be a little expensive, but boy, it's going to be worth it. So 6 weeks, and there might be that second all-inclusive playground at Wavering Park, which is good news for everybody, because that's been the all-inclusive playgrounds at first at Lincoln Park. That's really been a draw to bring people to Quincy from all over the region, hasn't it?
It's beyond our expectations. We can't even rent that shelter anymore, just to the fact of so many school buses from Missouri and Iowa and even here in Illinois just show up, which is great. But you know, if you're having a family get together and you have 80 kids show up on a bus, it kind of ruins the, you know, the little family gathering or picnic. So the only time we rent Lincoln Park is for a citywide event, which is like the Gym City Concert Series coming up in about 10 days from now. So it's a good problem to have, and it will just take the pressure off of Lincoln Park and give the taxpayers another location to enjoy the new playground.
Right, and it really just opens up so many activities for all kids, so that nobody really feels left out, and that's a great thing. It says a lot about our community that you're and the Park District is doing something like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's real near dear to our hearts, because, you know, the closest playground like we have now is, there's one in Springfield and there's one in Lake St. Louis. So there's not a lot of options for, you know, the mobility devices and, you know, the grandparents raising the kids, and it brings the community together.
Yeah, it really, really does. And as we all know, because we all do it, you'll drive 30 to 45 minutes to do something for the kids, but then it gets to an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then you start to think about that. So, because we all drive for at least
Absolutely.
30 minutes. We all do that. So, all righty, here, real quick, before we take our first break, also wanted to touch on how things are going with the small boat harbor grant of over $3 million. And it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of dredging.
Yeah, that was a federal grant that we received for dredging of the Lower Bay and part of the south side of the Art Keller Marina. They showed up about 2 weeks ago. They left for a long weekend because of the 4th of July and to give all the boaters a chance to get in and out. But they were working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then they're dredging about a little over 1,000 cubic yards a day.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal machine. So if you it's right there in front of Kessler Park right now. They're working on the west side of the bay right now. They're taking 150-foot swipes at a time and with a 12-inch pump, and it's pretty impressive to watch.
It would be, and I imagine that if somebody who's been gone from Quincy for a few years, if they come back in a few years and they go down to the bay and they go down along all those channels, in a couple of years, it's going to look so much different because of all the plans that are in place for that area.
That, and then, you know, along with the Cubera grant that we received, that's over $42 million, and that's from the Lower Bay all the way up to Triangle Lake and through the cut-through, so it's going to really enhance the ecosystem and just enhance the wildlife for our area as well.
Yeah, it really will. You're going to be seeing a species of animals coming back because they'll finally have a habitat where they can feel safe and hunt and do all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, between that and like the fish pass through at Lock 22, that's pretty interesting too, what they're doing down there. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
I am, yes.
Okay, yeah. So basically what they're doing is they're going to build a channel for so that native fish can go around the lock and continue swimming up and down the river there. So, and that's going to get underway here soon, very soon as well. We're coming up on 9:28. We'll talk about more what's going on with the Quincy Park District with Executive Director Rome Frericks here on The Morning Show. Scott Hardy in for Mary Griffith. The Morning Show sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee here on WTAD. Welcome back to The Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Scott Hardy in for Mary, alongside Executive Director of the Quincy Park District, Rome Frericks. Glad to have you along here. And you guys are very, very busy. We were just talking about the small boat harbor grant that is going on and all the dredging that they're doing on the bay and how different that is going to look here in the next couple of years. It's going to be, they're moving, it seems like folks and you at the Park District, other than the marina, kind of moving away from it being like a like an extensive area for human habitation and play, and more of like just basically saying, giving it back to nature, really.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So other than the marina and digging out the, making sure that the silt isn't around, that's the plan for that one. How is it going? You've been working on the multi-service courts at Moorman Park. You're always doing work on Moorman Park. And how is the service courts? How's that resurfacing going?
Yeah, there's a company that we use, all weather courts out of Springfield, Illinois. They were the low bid, and so we're going. That facility is just packed all the time. So we're going to resurface the 6 pickleball courts, the foosball court, and the basketball court there. And then when they're wrapped up with that, then they're going to head over to Madison Park and redo the 2 tennis courts there and add additional pickleball lines to those courts, because pickleball is just going gangbusters right now, and it's hard to find an open court in the mornings before the heat. So that will just take some of the pressure off of Barry Ann and Moorman as well.
Because people do that, don't they? They kind of go shopping for different parks to see where they can get in, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's amazing. You also, you guys are also in the roadwork business as well, because you're working on a road as well at Moorman Park too.
Yeah. You know, we waited till after all of our baseball terms were over, so Diamond Construction will be coming in. We've been hitting road repairs and resurfacing for the last probably 10 years. We've probably spent a little over probably $4 million over the years doing all of our parking lots and roads. So this is one of the last ones that we need to do. So that will just enhance the, you know, our 2 turf fields up there at the T-ball fields, and it's well needed.
Yeah, I imagine grocery shopping for you must be quite the experience, because people probably just come up to you and say, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that?
You know, it's, you know, like I told the board, it's just, you know, a lot of non-glamorous projects over the last 10 years, you know, with roads and water lines and things like that, like the city's facing now, but you know, now we're starting to replace, you know, now we're hitting the playgrounds hard. We got the all-inclusive one that we're working on, and as soon as staff's done with that, we're adding a really nice, you know, $65,000-$70,000 playground at Paul Dennis Complex. You know, when we opened that, when we received that last year, there's nothing for the southeast part of Quincy, so staff spent some extra money with the board's approval to put a really nice playground there for that part of Quincy.
Yeah, that part of Quincy, I mean, it's like everybody's moved there, a lot of home developments there, but yep, you know, the basic infrastructure is there, but some of the lifestyle infrastructure, you know, kind of trying to catch up, and that's not easy, because first of all, you got to find a place for it.
Absolutely, and there's a nice, you know, couple of nice real shade trees right there by the restroom. So that's where, you know, staff kind of presented the idea to the board, and they jumped on it. So that way, if you got one kid or a couple of kids playing soccer, then the other parent can kind of take little Johnny or Susie, you know, to the playground if they get a little antsy. So that way, it's just another feature for the park.
You mean when they get antsy?
Yes, sir.
Because they will get antsy eventually when they're told, no, you can't play with your brother or sister, but you can do, yeah. Can you tell I've been there? Yeah, all righty. I had a question. Of course, you are helping the Quincy Park Band in terms of fundraising for the band shelter that they want to build. And at the same time, Madison Park there, right there at 24th, over the past few years, a lot of trees have come out of there for various reasons, either the windstorm from 2011, I think it was, or even 2015, the emerald ash borer. Is there a plan yet on, like, we're going to put the shell cover here, but, you know, in terms of replenishing some of the tree cover in the park, what is there a plan yet, or is that still being formulated yet, do you know?
It's a work in progress. You know, we cut down a lot of trees because of the two windstorms, like you mentioned, and then the emerald ash borer. But, you know, I gave a report probably 3 or 4 months ago to the board that, you know, since I think it was 2020, we've replaced and replanted over 900 trees in various parks. And, you know, Westview got hit real hard with the emerald ash borer, and we removed 170 trees over 3 years just at Westview. So, we budget that, and then we also have the Heritage Tree Program for memorial benches and trees, and a lot of people are doing that as well.
Yeah, that whole emerald ash borer thing, that just kind of snuck up on people. I mean, it had been talked about for a long time, and I imagine people were like, I hear talk about this, but I never hear that it's actually here. And then, but yet, when it got here, boom, it just... Yeah,
If you weren't treating your trees, you saw the dieback effect immediately.
Yeah. So, that just happened. So a lot of activities going on with the Quincy Park District. It's always, and that's how it is with the Park District, with all the properties that you have. There's always something to do, isn't there?
With 1,033 acres, there's always some maintenance. You know, I always tell people, once we turn the water on April 1st and mowed for the first time, we are reactive. We're not proactive anymore. It's just you put out the fires and make sure that, you know, Clad Adams was ready for the big 4th of July event, and, you know, make sure Washington Park always looks good for Blues in the District and all the events that are up there. So, and then make sure South Park looks great for the 10,000 people that show up for the karting event. So it's just, you know, everything's on the calendar, so it's just we kind of know where we need to be and what standards they need to be up to as well.
Right, and it's not like in the winter you can be, you know, reactive. There's only so much you can do in the wintertime, and it's just, you know, you basically make sure the roads are cleared, you close up what the parks, you know, you can, like the drive-through parks, basically, you kind of close those
yes.
up and just, you know, let winter do what winter's going to do.
And that's when we do a lot of our tree maintenance, you know, we cut down a lot of trees ourselves, so that way it's just, we're not doing that when... You can literally watch the grass still grow right now, even though it's almost the middle of July.
Yeah, grass kind of likes to grow in the summertime, and it does it all the time there. So, yeah, indeed. So it's always something going on with the Quincy Park District. So is there anything big, like, in the hopper, anything coming up in the next months or years that you are kind of looking at and thinking that we kind of need to do something about that?
Nothing major like that, but, you know, last night the board did accept a donation from Friends of the Trail for $32,600, and that will help us get the missing easement along Bonasinga Drive. We have the two other ones from the 1850s, so this will allow us to start the design and engineering process for the next section of the Bill Klinger Trail, which will go from Parker Heights to Lincoln Park. So that will be a big project that we'll start working with the engineers on the design work and get that on the streets next summer to start that next section of the trail.
So when that's completed, then pretty much the western part of the trail, that's going to be pretty much ramped up then?
Yes, from basically 24th Street to Front and Cedar. And then we'll start heading east through, Southbrook and Drakewood and behind the, I'm calling it 35th and Cook's Lane area.
Gotcha.
Behind that complex.
Gotcha. I mean, do you still have to worry about easements for those locations?
Nope. The Quincy Park Foundation has all the easements and conservation easements in hand now. So okay. We kind of do that to leverage, grants. That way it gets you some more points. So that's why our foundation holds those right now.
Gotcha. So folks, it is coming. Give them time. These things, you know, you just can't take a broom and sweep something off and then have yourself a trail, not the way that you really want it to be. Because folks have really enjoyed that trail now for years in the parts where it's finished because of the design of it and what folks can see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So like anything else you do, Rome Frerichs, it takes planning.
And time and money as well.
and calling engineers. Let's not forget that. You need to call engineers. So, folks, if you want to find out more about anything and everything that is going on with the Quincy Park District, the best thing to do is to stop by the central office there on Bonansinga Drive, or just look them up online at the Park District's website. They've got all the, and I mean all, the information that you've got there. You can spend quite a bit of time there. So, and that's just for your information so that you can enjoy the parks that are yours to enjoy by design. So, Rome, it is always a pleasure to have you along. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on by and talk about all this
stuff. Thank you. We appreciate all you guys do for the Park District and the City of Quincy.
No problem. You are always welcome here. So we are coming up on 9:42. Rome has to jet off now because important people have meetings as opposed to me who can just sit here behind this microphone and talk all the time. So we'll be giving you a little best of segment, an instant appropriate one. News earlier this week. That's on the way here on the morning on the Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee on WTAD.